Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Hi, I just finished with one of my private clients, and the whole session was about fear of abandonment. She was terrified that she will be abandoned or not included. So there's just so much going on about that in my head right now that I decided I'm going to go on and talk about it for you guys so everybody can benefit. All right. When we are afraid to be rejected, it's actually that we are basing our safety on the horizontal tribe instead of the vertical universe. All right, I'll explain. Think of it like a horizontal belonging versus vertical belonging. If you're in horizontal belonging, that means I am safe because I'm part of this group of people. I am safe because this group of people likes me. I am safe because I'm myself like these people. We are similar. We're vibrating the same. You can see how that's all authority projected outside. That's all trying to be safe, not by your own self definition, but by something else. And guess what? That means something else determines your safety, right? And that means you're not in control of your life. You're not a master of your destiny. Now somebody else is a master of your destiny. So all this fear of abandonment and fear of rejection, it's just your authority being projected onto whatever you're afraid will reject you, may it be one person or a group of people. And then the safety is wrapped around that, oh, in order for me to be safe, so-and-so has to like me or not think badly of me or whatever. When actually what's meant to be, like if we're talking about from spiritually harmonious place, what meant to be is a vertical belonging. Now, vertical belonging as a concept, that's essentially between you as the avatar within this game of life. So that's your physical body and your personality and your soul. That's the eternal part of you, your soul essence. That's divine spark, let's say, from God's source or the universe, whatever you want to call it. So you are safe because you're eternal. You are safe because this is just one of the movies that at the moment you are a character in. You are safe because you belong to the universe. So that way you can never be rejected. It's not possible. If you automatically belong to the universe, then if a person in this horizontal plane of existence doesn't like you or doesn't accept you, all that means is your frequency does not match. It just means that maybe they have a different opinion. Maybe they have a different filter on life. Maybe their resonance and your resonance are not the same. Maybe you're not actually meant to be accepted by that group of people. That's actually most common. And with my current client situation I was just telling you about, that's exactly what happened. She was trying to be accepted by a group of people that in order to be accepted by them, she actually has to not be herself. But she believed that being herself is not good enough. So then she had to pretend to be something she's not in order to be accepted by this group of people. I mean, you can see how kind of twisted that gets, right? Because doing all this work and effort and all this fear about what if it doesn't work, about something that is actually detrimental in the first place, because through that, she ended up not being herself. Being who we are is the most essential thing in the universe that we must do. Without us being ourselves, we're essentially forfeiting our right to free will. That is that universal charge going through us, right? That's our power. Our power is that unique spark that we are. Everybody's unique because your soul contract, your karmic patterns, your lessons, and whatever your soul signature, that unique brilliance is unique. It's your own. It's not good or bad. It's not better than somebody else's or worse than somebody else's. It's just your own. So shining that means that you naturally broadcasting waves of energy. Everything is energy, right? And energy creates a resonance because you have frequency of vibration, a particular speed. And whatever that frequency and amplitude actually of the wave is what then pulls towards you people that vibrate the same way. So when we go backwards from like the viewpoint, like, okay, I want that group to accept me, how are they vibrating? I'm going to now vibrate like they are in order to fit in. And then you're miserable because you're now wearing an outfit that's not actually yours. So this is what I see so often when people contorting themselves into something that they're not in order to fit in. Essentially, that's like self-torture. And most commonly people do that with families. So if you think about it, when we're little, we probably all do it to some extent, right? If the child is very different than the family that the child incarnated into, that's naturally going to be the case that as children, we tend to want to fit in because that's how, you know, children are, right? We feel safety by being tribal in the tribe of our family. And if the family is too different than us, they're not going to be suddenly adjusting to us. We have to end up adjusting to them. And that means we end up kind of pretending to be something we're not. The problem is, though, is that we keep doing it when we're not children anymore. When you're little, that's something that, okay, maybe that's okay because that's part of your survival mechanism. And you can bless it for being there when you needed it because it helped you survive. But as you go on in life and you grow up and you're not living anymore with your family, you're now a grown-up person, there is no need to do that. And when we keep doing that in all life circumstances, that because we got stuck in this negative habit of projecting our safety onto something external. That's the horizontal belonging, and that's why it's not a good thing. It's not a beneficial thing for our spiritual development. So that's one thing that I want you guys to really, really get, that it is essential to be who you are so that you attract to you the people that are meant to be around you. Then you can be part of a community. That's not the same thing as quite like belonging in this way how we were just talking about. Part of the community means each person is an individual, and then they resonate in a similar frequency range so that they choose to be together. And that's Transcension Gate, the membership that I have, that's actually what it is. We have a community of people who are vibrating within the same frequency range because we all stand for the same things. We are on the same journey, but we're all at different places. We're all unique people. We're not all blended together so that, oh, I belong to this. No, you belong to you. That's the only place you belong to. You belong to yourself and to the universe. Everything else is an illusion. But you can choose to be part of a community that is supportive of you belonging to the universe. That's a really important piece, actually, of our self-development, is to be in the environment when we are getting support from a community of physical and non-physical beings, like your guides, like the larger entities that are out there that are looking for us to wake up to the next level, to upgrade who we are, that identity, that I am-ness, to the next level. So if you're noticing that you're having this belonging issue when you're afraid to be rejected, just remember you cannot be rejected if you accept yourself. You cannot be rejected if you belong to the universe. As long as you're in the vertical belonging, whatever down here in that horizontal line, whatever opinion somebody has, if they like you or if they don't, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. That just simply means that they're not a group of people with whom you're resonating. And that's probably a good thing. So if you want to be part of our community, I would love to have you there, because obviously if this is resonating with you, that means you're matching our frequency. So check out transcensiongate.com/membership. That will give you more information about what we do and what I teach in connection with this. The belonging component is definitely part of what I teach, because it has to do with you shining your unique light, living your soul contract, and actually serving by you being yourself. So click on that link below, transcensiongate.com/membership, and hopefully I will see you inside very soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.